This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There's one final point I wanted to address before leaving our chapter study of Acts 20. What did Paul mean in Acts 20, verse 26? "Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men." Well, if you go to Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, you'll discover what he meant. Ezekiel says, "If there's a man who is sinning, and God gives a warning to the prophet for him, if that prophet doesn't give the warning to the sinner, and he continues to sin and dies in his sin, his blood would be on the hands of the prophet. If the prophet, however, warns him, irrespective of the response of the sinner, his blood would not be on the prophet's hands." The Apostle Paul essentially says, "I've been faithful in presenting the word of God to the population of Ephesus, including the warning of God where necessary, so I'm free and innocent from the blood of all of you." He continues, "I have one concern, to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears." He could look people in the eye and say, "I am innocent from the blood of your life if you should go astray or continue in a rebellious state." Oh, that God might move all of us to work so diligently that we might likewise be innocent of the blood of all men that we encounter in daily life.